Uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to our website, download the Devil Radio app, or go to the Apple Google Store, or even better still, sit in a chair and just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 broadcasts going out every day, peddling the big lie, attacking our democracy, calling into question our elections all around the state. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice in favor of our democracy, supporting our democracy, and fighting this disinformation that's going out from the 80 other broadcasts. Well, Robin Voss, once again, disgraces himself. There's a judge in Madison named Judge Valerie Bailey Wren, whom I know well and who is a very, very fine judge. And she's presiding over the case where Voss and the Republicans are being sued to get documents on this really, really questionable hiring of Gableman and paying him $676,000 of taxpayer money to sniff around the state and educate himself on elections. He said he doesn't know much about elections, even though he ran once. Doesn't know much about elections, so he'd like you to pay the tuition to teach him. But what he's really doing is going around the state, throwing doubt on our elections. This all started when Trump insulted Voss, some of the other high-ranking people in the Republican Party, right at their state convention last year. They got scared. They went out. They hired Gableman. And the rest is history, unfortunately. Well, Voss was sued. Republicans were sued. And they said, all right, we want to see, under the open records law, we want to see all the documents, the hiring documents, how much these people are really getting paid. We want to see the invoices. We want to see all their work product. What are they doing for $676,000? And is it only $676,000? Gableman said in a speech in Chippewa Falls last week that he'd be asking for a lot more. He gave it to a Republican crowd, and the Republicans in Chippewa County all clapped, which is very sad, very, very sad. Wants more money, but this is all in secret. For instance, somehow it was disclosed that there's a woman named Carol M. working on this. No one heard of her. She's not from Wisconsin, but we don't know who she's hiring. Wisconsin taxpayers are paying $20,500 a month for a staff of five. Who are they? Why were they hired? Where are their hiring agreements? Where are the invoices, and what are they doing? They're paying Gableman $11,000 a month. $11,000 a month. No wonder he says, well, this is going to take a lot more time, probably all of 2022. Well, I got news for you. You get a sucker. You get a fish on the line who goes, you want $11,000 a month, and you decide how long it takes. You go, yeah, boy, it's going to take quite a bit of time. Yes, it will. Quite a bit of time. So what are you doing for the $11,000 a month? And then the $300,000 that you're paying to some service for data, what data? This thing, these elections have been audited many times. Trump paid for an audit of some counties, Milwaukee, Dane, Brown. That's the Green Bay area. And what happens? Well, what happens is that Biden got several hundred more votes. So Val Bailey Wren says, look, Voss turns over a handful of stuff. And here's what she said. She said, I am really surprised that that's all the paperwork. Implied in that is Voss is lying and he's hiding it and didn't do much. The plaintiffs asked for him to be held in contempt. She said, I'm going to hold off on that. I'm not going to do it right now. There's a January 24th hearing. But when he comes in, he better tell me what he did. Otherwise, $2,000 a day in contempt is the potential sanction. He can't just go into a court and say, the heck with you, Your Honor. I'm not going to obey what you said. I'm not going to do it. He can't do that. He can't do that. If he lies, it's a criminal offense in court or outside of court. If he does it under oath about what he did, he's going to have to put in affidavits. If he says, I didn't really search very hard, she can hold him in contempt or she can give him 10 days to cough it up. But you don't, she said, look, Gableman went to, you know, Arizona. He went to North Dakota. He did all this stuff. Where are the documents? What did he pay to go there? What was he paid to go there? What did he do there? Why is he being paid all this money, 11 grand a month? Why is $20,500 a month going for a staff of five? And who are they? And what do they do? Going to the lines, Martina of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Martina?
Morning. How are you, Matt?
Good, thank you.
I'm a little sleepy, just got up, but I heard something that I think needs a response, and it has to do with the COVID thing.
Good.
We've got to stop calling it COVID-19. That started in Wuhan, China, or somewhere over there. What we have now is COVID-21, which was started in Washington, D.C., by the liar who said that it's not important.
You're making a good point. Let me clarify this for everybody. I'm glad you called in, Martina. Go. When you say COVID-19, when I've said it before, there was a COVID-18. There was a COVID-17, 16, and 15, and there'll be a COVID-20,
right.
21, and 22.
Uh-huh.
The COVID mutated in different ways. COVID-19, 2019, was when it hit in Wuhan, China, and really ended up being a fatal communicable disease. And remember, it hit in Wuhan, and then in March of 20, Tony Evers had to really shut our state down, and everybody else was doing it at the same time. And that's the one we just generally referred to as COVID-19. It mutated into Delta variant. You could call Delta COVID-20. You could call Omicron 21 and so forth.
No,
but Martina's making
a very
good point, and that is the liar in chief, which was Donald Trump, and Ron Johnson here at the state level, and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene at the local level in Georgia, and the entire Republican leadership are simply lying about this. They tweet out false graphs,
right.
Forged graphs.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Martina, I really appreciate
doing.
It. Thank you
but,
very
but,
much
hey,
for
no,
calling
wait,
in.
Just a second. No, just a second.
Okay.
Because this is important. So COVID-21, Delta is not COVID-22. Delta is 21 Delta, Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma. There were three, Alpha, Beta, and Gamma, before Delta came along.
Right.
Delta was just nasty. Now, Omicron is the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet, and Delta being the fifth. So there were 10, you know, there was COVID-19, Mu, Nu, Xi, Omicron, et cetera. So there was Mu, Nu, and Xi. Remember there was a little comment about Mu did not?
Yeah. Look, they're not going to go through the whole Greek alphabet because some of the things come out really with the Delta Mu and Delta Nu and all that. But the point is it'll keep. Here's the deal, Martina. Here's what you are really onto, and I am too. It's going to keep mutating and being communicable as long as the Republican leadership lies about it, starting from Trump on down, and induces people not to get vaccinated. And that's why a third of the people haven't been vaccinated. Thanks very much for calling in, Martina. Hope you do it again as well. Going back to Val Bailey Wren's case, she sits up there, an excellent judge, and I know her work. It's very good work. And she's saying, wait a minute. $676,000. The guy just asked for a lot more. He's going to keep sucking out of the trough for the next year. He's traveling all around, going around the state, and there's no paperwork. What? There's no paperwork? You know, I'll tell you what. The Incas in Peru, 500 years ago, created an empire, and they didn't discover writing. Okay, that was the Incas in Peru 500 years ago. Nowadays, people document stuff. They document stuff. And you document a trip, like you get a ticket. You see how much you paid for the ticket. There should be an employment agreement to pay a guy 11 grand a month. If you're paying staff $20,500 a month for a staff of five, who are they? Let's see the contracts with them? What are they doing? What memos have they written? What are they sitting around just thinking? When they shave in the morning, they look in the mirror and they say, I'm thinking about it. What? Who's Carol M? Who's working for Carol M? Why did the staff get hired? There's a guy from Arkansas. All of these, several of them were conspiracy theorists who've previously said the election was stolen, including Gableman, gave a speech right after the election saying it was stolen. If Trump ever got back in the presidency and Moscow Mitch were the majority leader, Gableman would be a federal judge in Wisconsin. Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim Jordan, would be the head of the Judiciary Committee. You must understand the damage that can be done to our country if these characters ever get back in. So good for Val Bailey Wren. Hold their feet to the fire. You know, she didn't hold Voss in contempt right now. There are a lot of judges, including her, if it had been somebody less prominent, might have done that. But many would do what she's doing, which is, okay, I'll give you one more chance. You're going to get another 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks. But in those 3.5 weeks, you better come up with some documents. If you come into court and say that you're spending $676,000 of taxpayer money, and now Gableman wants more, and you're not telling us how much more, and you're not showing us invoices, and you have previously said you don't even read the invoices, are you permitting these payments and destroying the invoices? If you are paying, there's got to be a check. There's got to be a record if you're direct depositing it in Gableman's account and this mystery staff from around the country. There's got to be bank records. There's no bank in this state or in the country or the world who just sends a wire transfer without a record. We got to see that. And what are they doing for all this money? What is Gableman doing for $11,000 a month? What are five mystery staff doing for $20,500 a month? What's a data processing firm doing for $300,000 that the state didn't already do, that the elections monitors didn't already do? You know, these people, Gableman has all 4 feet and a snout in the public trough, and he's snorting it down. He's snorting and draining the trough, and he wants it filled again. This has got to stop. Val Bailey Wren will stop it. And if Voss keeps this up on January 24th, he deserves to be held in contempt. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm hooked on a feeling.